Sim watched the slender rider trot up the hill, admiring her graceful posture and firm seat. He didn't make a habit of admiring women, with one notable exception. But he had to give this one credit for the guts to pose as a man and the skill to pull it off. Of course, he'd known she was female the moment he stood beside her at Hafford's saloon, and that was after he'd heard someone named Bernard was searching for a brother called Andre. He'd followed her at a distance through the streets of Tombstone, waiting for the right moment to get closer and hear the full story. It seemed too lucky that he'd located his prey so easily, but here she was, just where Caleb had told him to look. Caleb had mentioned that Andre had a sister who'd lived with him in Texas, but nothing Caleb said had suggested she was vital to Sim's mission. What was her name? Chantal. A handle as fancy as her speech. He rolled the name around his tongue, disliking the taste of it. He preferred the name she'd given herself, Tal. He didn't trouble himself wondering why she disguised her sex. She gave off a powerful impression of fearlessness. Even he had been hard-pressed to sense her unease. But she must be pretty damned afraid of something. Afraid, and yet confident enough to keep anyone from looking too close at what lay beneath the mask. He had a suspicion that she cleaned up a lot nicer than her outward appearance indicated. Her features under the grime were strong, but just a little too delicate for a boy, her lips full, her eyes the color of coffee lightened with fresh cream and flecked with crystals of sugar. She must have a figure under those baggy clothes. But she was only a means to an end, unimportant to him, except as a guide to Andre. Likely she didn't know anything about the map, or she would be a hell of a lot more suspicious than she was. She didn't have any idea why Andre would have gone into the Chiricahuas outfitted for prospecting. But if Andre had told her about the treasure, Sim would learn soon enough. Meanwhile, he would let her keep pretending, as long as it served his purpose. He nodded to her as she drew her mount alongside Diablo. A wisp of blonde hair had escaped from under her hat, the strand no longer than a boy's might be. She tucked it back with a gesture both artless and impatient. Her roan sidled, and Diablo snapped at the gelding's flank. "Your horse has an unpleasant disposition," she remarked.
"Just like me," he said. "You ready?"
"Lead on." He turned toward the east and broke Diablo into a gallop, racing down the slope of the dusty miner's road pointing toward the dragoons. Diablo had something to prove, and lit full out, leaving Tal and her gelding to choke on his dust. But she was game for the contest. In a few minutes, her roan was neck and neck with Diablo. What Sim glimpsed of Tal's profile was grimly unamused. When Diablo had worked out a little of his spite, Sim reined him in and slowed to a steady lope. Tal flashed him a smile edged with anger.
"Trying to get rid of me already?" she said, breathing hard. "Or was that just a test?"
"That's up to you."
He noticed that her hat had blown back a little ways. She caught his look and jammed it forward.
"Now tell me about your brother," he said.
She blinked at his sudden change of subject.
"What else do you need to know?"
"How familiar is he with the mountains?"
"Our ranch is in the foothills, near the south end of the range, in Cold Creek Valley, between the Chiricahuas and the Libres."
Which meant she and her brother were squatters on land they hoped to claim once the southern Sulphur Spring Valley was surveyed and opened for homesteading under the U.S. land laws. Until they could claim it legally, they had to hold their spread against all comers, including the rustlers who swarmed over the valley like lice in a miner's beard. Sim's respect for Tal increased.